Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all people across the world, this is your boy Lance Winters. Welcome to United Wrestling Council's radio, UWC Radio, live on Blog Talk Radio. As per mentioned below, it is your boy Lance Winters. I am joined tonight with my panel, my co-host, my partners in crime. That's right, I got Sonya with me, and I also have Luis. Sonya, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, just chilling. How about you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Louis, how are you doing tonight, man?
I'm doing just fine, recuperating and feeling great.
Good, good. Tell me a little bit about what's been going on this last week, brother. You doing better? You fighting that? Or are you still kind of taking a bump? What's going on with your health, if you don't mind me asking? You got to keep the people updated. The people need to know.
Well, as everybody should know or already knows, remember I had a heart attack November 6th, and I got a procedure done, which I had 3 stents put inside of my body. And then again on January 10th, I had a second heart attack, which the doctors missed one of the arteries, so they did a second procedure. So now I have 4 stents inside my body, and the chance to survive. I could say I kicked 2 heart attacks ass, and you know, hopefully I don't get a third one, because like I said, the third one is a charm. But I'm trying to keep up with all my meds, and I have like 15 to 20 different medicines that I need to take. But, you know, I'm hanging there. I'm still being a pain in the ass right here.
I'm glad to hear you're giving the death a fight. You know, you're not just lying on your back for the 10 count. You're getting up. You're kicking out. And I wish you nothing but continued, you know, positive news as we go on through the year. You know, January is already over, so welcome, everybody, to February. It's February, and Lewis is still here with us, ladies and gentlemen. You know what that means. We still have work to do, ladies and gentlemen. So if you need any merch, you know, designs, you need stickers, you need shirts, you need any kind of assistance, you can hit up this man, Luis Ordonez. He's got it all. Actually, you want to take it away? Let him know what you got going on.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have Little Green Dress Boutique for the ladies, which we have makeup, lipsticks, eyeliners, eyelashes, eyebrow pens, lip liners, eyeliners, you name it, we have it. If we don't have it, we'll get it for you at the best possible price. Once again, that's Little Green Dress Boutique on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, same name. Or for the gentlemen or for the ladies who like to customize their baby's parties. I can make the shirts with their face on it. I can make the baby's faces with any kind of character you guys like. If it's like a bride and how do you call those, Sonya? The bridal showers?
Oh, yes, bridal showers. I thought you
say
bright.
Yeah, bridal showers. I can customize the robes, I can customize the shirts, you know, even the divorce parties, I can customize that as well. bachelor parties, whatever you guys want, I can customize it to your liking. If you guys need stickers, flyers, anything you guys need, just hit me up at Luis_Ordonez78 on Instagram, or you can just search my name of Luis Ordonez on Facebook, and I can help you with that. Also, you can text me or call me at 323-675-7793.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't sleep on this deal. Like you said, it's baby-making season with Valentine's Day just right around the corner. So if you think you're going to have plans like that, if you want to, you know, go all out, have two shirts, say my guy, my girl, that point at each other, yeah, anything you can think of, this man can put on a shirt, he can put on a coffee mug, he can put on a sticker to slap on your face. Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to follow Little Green Dress Boutique on all social media platforms. With that being said, this June, ladies and gentlemen, United Wrestling Council returns. That's right. We're going to have more information as the weeks flutter in. I know we're a little while away, but that gives us just enough time to keep packing you guys with information. Over the weeks, we've been having special guests such as TJ Black, such as J-Rod, and tonight's guest, Scarlett Rose. So ladies and gentlemen, tune in to see what they got to say. You can check out all previous episodes at blogtalkradio.com/UWC Radio. So we got a little time on our hands. What is the first thing you guys want to talk about? What is going on with Vince McMahon? Sonia, what do you think is going on with Vince McMahon?
I think he's a dirty, dirty old man. Just kidding. I don't know. I mean, nothing has been proven, but, like, I don't know.
She gives it a new meaning. She gives it, I do anything for my 50 minutes of fame, huh?
Yeah. It's crazy because that Brock Lesnar's involved and the Bella Swan stepdad, that's crazy. I just didn't expect. I mean, Brock is crazy, but I didn't expect that from him.
Just so we're clear, Brock Lesnar was not named in the lawsuit, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what Sonya's talking about, but there is allegations of a former UFC heavyweight champion that was involved in these allegations, as well as Mr. John Laurinaitis. So for all we know, it could be Ronda Rousey, but everyone keeps playing on Brock Lesnar. You know, she might be a sicko too, but, you know, that's all speculation from here. Lewis, how do you feel about these allegations that's been coming out the past couple of weeks?
Well, as we all know, Vince has a dirty, dirty, dirty mind from, you know, past allegations. I was just waiting for the bomb to explode, and you know, it finally did. Somebody, you know, had the guts to come out and do that because it was just about time. Balls?
Because he stopped paying.
Well, what do you think about that, Lance?
Well, there's a lot to think about, but what I do know is that it was one Janelle Grant who filed this case against Vince McMahon, and it started coming out to the public earlier this month. Being as PG-friendly as I can, all I can say was that she was offered money for a role, you know, a position in the company. Anybody would take a position in the WWE company, but to climb that ladder, she had to do some unethical things, you know. She had to perform some acts of service to some gentlemen multiple times, whether that was meeting up in the physical realm, whether that was sending pictures or talking dirty or whatever the case may be. And, yeah, like you said, she got thrown around to a couple of people. There's allegations of John Laurinaitis being one of the men. And like you said previously earlier, Brock Lesnar. But we all can't forget the main problem, the main reason why this all came out is because she signed an NDA, which was like a $2 million hush money, pretty much, not to say anything. So she did get paid half the payment. And when the other half of the money didn't come through in 2022, that's when she decided to move forward and expose all of this. So as much as we want to blame Vince McMahon for being a sick, sick man, there is a thing called consent. She consented to those things, you know, whether that's the things named after wrestlers or whether that's the acts that she's done. It was all consensual. She wasn't drugged. She wasn't forced against her will. And like previously stated, she only came out because the NBA payment stopped coming in. So she could be just as sick as Mr. McMahon himself, but that's just what I know. And what I also do know is that as public and as nasty as this thing is right now, it's probably going to not – it already affected McMahon a lot. But what I'm saying is it's probably not going to affect him as in going to court or going to jail, because Vince has had a lot of these situations already, alluding to, yeah, he is a sick man for the things he does. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to face jail time. I don't think it's going to be a drawn-out court case, because most of the time it's always ends in settlements, you know? So it may have ruined his image, but I don't think it's going to take his life in the sense that, you know, he's going to be – yeah, so that's just what we know. Not too bad at all. I know that sounds bad me saying that, but, you know, that's just how things are.
Yeah, she did. I mean, it's just crazy because, like, okay, I mean, if she didn't consent, then it's one thing. But, like, her just doing it after not getting the payment, it makes it look very, like bad on her part as well.
Yeah, and just so the people listening are clear, you know, she wanted this position in the company. She had to do these acts of service, and she was being compensated, whether they were gift cards or they were invasive surgery, like plastic surgery, as the other people call it. You know, she got a BMW out of it, so you can't really say that she was just doing it for free. Like, oh, if I just do this one more act, I'm going to be in the business. If I do this one more act, I'm going to make my way. She was making money along the way, you know, so that's more of the moral high ground. Like, I don't know what Sonya did to be part of UWC. I don't know what kind of steps of the ladder she had to climb, but I'm pretty sure it was all consensual and she was never forced to host a podcast. Or yeah, exactly. You see, she had a legacy. And same with me. I never had to meet a man in the back. You know, it was all my own hard work and my own merit that got me here. Lewis is a different story. He signed an NDA with me, so he can't speak about it. Lewis had to do some things for me, but we don't talk about that. Maybe in 40 years it'll come out, but right now he's got that hush money.
If you pay him.
When you stop getting paid, it's going to come out, right?
Yes. But I make sure my payments go through. Always in the first of the month. I grant, baby.
Okay, so we should play the commercial right now, and then we'll be calling Scarlett Roses. Mm-hmm.
Whoa. You're getting a little too ahead of your breaks there, Miss Sonya. We still got a whole three minutes. I still got enough time to fill up some news.
Even though this whole
McMahon shopping thing is going on, January has also had some good news. Raw has been signed to Netflix in 2025, starting 2025. For 10 years at $5 billion. I don't know how that's going to affect the status of Peacock, because they have a prior agreement with them. I know that NXT is trying to find a deal somewhere else. So this might be the end of our Peacocking days for WWE. And it's definitely going to be the end of the WWE Network as we know it, because we had the WWE Network shut down for us. That doesn't mean across the country, not the country, but across the world, they still have the WWE Network as their main source of watching this entertainment. So I wanted to ask Sonya, how do you feel about us now having to make Netflix accounts to a review Raw?
I already have Netflix, so I'm all good.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
Lewis, how about yourself?
I get Netflix free with my phone. T-Mobile pays for my Netflix.
Yep.
Oh, okay. You got a nice little deal right there.
They pay for my Netflix and my Hulu. So whether they go to Netflix or they go to Hulu, I'm covered.
Look at this guy. He's over here with the T-Mobile plug all of a sudden. This guy's plugging everything. Don't forget to check out Little Green Just Boutique, everybody. He does everything, even plugging other companies. He's a man of the people. So, yeah, we're going to take a quick commercial break real quick. When we come back, we're going to have Scarlett Rose here with us. And I believe, Lewis, you're going to take over this interview. Am I right?
Yes.
You got this?
I got this.
Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Scarlet Rose.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you guys check out Paul's Photos out in Torrance. Paul's Photos is the best place you can get your photography needs, whether it's equipment, whether you need photography or photos of yourself, whether you need equipment, whether you need a class in photography, whether you want to store your old photo albums and digitize them for the new world. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you guys check out Paul's Photos in Torrance. Let them know UWC sent you. All righty. At this time, we're going to give Scarlet Rose a call. And we'll see how it goes. Take it away, Sonia.
Got it. Hello?
Hello, it's Carla.
Hello.
Hi, this is Block Chat Radio.
Yes.
I'm here with Lance and Sonia from Block Chat Radio. How are you tonight, girl?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
We're doing just fine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be on the show.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself so our guests and our followers can get to know you a little bit better?
Sure, yeah. My name is Scarlet Rose, the Queen of Hearts. I have been on wrestling scene for 2 years. I have a background in mixed martial arts. So that's kind of where I got my start, and I've been doing that my whole life. And then I kind of stumbled upon professional wrestling in 2020 as something kind of to do. Or 2020, like end of 2020, like October 2020. Of something to do, and then I debuted my first show of September of 2021, and I've been all over California. I've wrestled in Texas, and next month I'm going to be making my debut in Oregon.
So. Beautiful. Can you tell us about your MMA background?
I started at age 5 at the Pit, and then I did wrestling since I was 7 all the way into high school with jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai.
Can you tell us about where you have been training and who have you trained in the past and how long have you been doing it?
So I have been training for 3 years. And I train with Kayfabe College and with Brian Kendrick.
Okay. Can you tell us what or which is your most memorable match so far, personally, that you've had in the past?
My favorite match?
Yes. One that you can remember and one that you can go back and maybe relive it again?
I don't know if I have a favorite match right now. I don't think I have a favorite match at the moment. I
I think it's just because I always think I can do better and become better, and so I'm always working and getting better. So I don't think I have a favorite match right now.
Have you wrestled internationally?
No, I have not. I had an opportunity to, but I didn't have a passport at the time. So.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about your last match? I'm pretty sure you can remember that.
Yes. My last match was in Santa Clara, California for a company called SCW against Jordan Blue. It was a really good match. I really enjoyed it. It was great working with her. We had a good match. People loved the match. People were saying, like, it's probably one of the best matches of the night. And hopefully I'll be working with the company soon.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your championships and what it feels to be a champion?
Yes, I won my first title at the very last possible moment I could in last year. I won it on December 30th for a company called WAW. It's the first championship I have won. It's kind of a unique belt. It has like a crown on the top. It's really cool. It was a really great moment. I was very excited that I won the belt, and I hope that it's not the first and it won't be the last.
Do you have a possible contender for your next match? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So the next show that they're having, which is February 24th, they'll have a contender match to decide who's going to be my next opponent in their April show, I believe. So it's going to be Hopper Darkly versus PJ Lahrer. I faced PJ Lahrer in a triple threat in my match to win the champion. Now she wants to wrestle me again one-on-one. So she's trying to battle against Cooper Darkly, so she has the opportunity.
Can you tell me how is the difference training for wrestling versus MMA training?
I feel like outside of actually doing the sport, it's not much difference. Like, I go to the gym, I lift weights, I do, you know, rehab, like for like when you're sore and like when you tweak things and stuff like that. And but I think the thing that's different in professional wrestling, that there's like a theatrical part of wrestling, which is, I think, where I've struggled the most in wrestling, is making sure that I have the face and the expressions and like creating a match, if that makes sense. Like, I've worked really, really hard to create a match that makes sense, and working on knowing how to do that and how to express that in my body language and my face, which is really different than MMA because no one's watching that.
Any advice for our upcoming women who would like to be a wrestler or a trainer?
That wants to be a wrestler? Any wrestler in general, or are you just women?
Like women or anybody who would like to become a wrestler, especially women. Because I know it's harder for you guys, saying women, to join in the wrestling community, because, you know, it's harder for you guys. You guys have to work twice as harder. You have, you know, put your guys themselves out there, so, you know, to be recognized.
Yes. I think wrestlers in general is to be consistent with everything you're doing, with training, with exercising, you know, what you're eating. I think that's the most important part about being a wrestler. But for women specifically is to wrestle whenever you feel comfortable. Don't try to get pushed out really early. I see this time and time again that women get trained for a couple months and get pushed out into doing wrestling shows because women are needed and we're a rarity, but like you don't want to go out and have a bad match and you don't want to go out and look like you don't know what you're doing as a professional wrestler. Like I get that women and all wrestlers need to start somewhere, but I think in time there's like a point where like you can confidently do a match and it'll look good, it'll make sense for the most part, and it gives you a place to grow. So I feel like if you're a woman wrestler out there, please, please don't feel rushed to go into the wrestling business. Try to learn as much as you can before you get out there.
Okay. You mentioned earlier that you had the chance to go somewhere internationally, but at the time your passport wasn't available. Where was the place where you were going to go?
It was actually Jamaica. I had someone hit me up about it that I knew personally. They were looking for women wrestlers. So Jamaica, yeah. I would have been like, bye, job. I'm going to go to Jamaica for like a couple days. Like, I'll be back.
Okay. Going to Jamaica, was that part of you becoming the Queen of Hearts? Or how did you become the Queen of Hearts?
I became the Queen of Hearts. That was like that's the gimmick I've ran since I've started. I've kind of just grown and developed it to be like more. It was kind of just like a name for people to stick on because it's like cars, like Queen of Hearts. Like that's kind of why I based it off. And I also really love the Queen of Hearts like cartoon character. So that's kind of like where I get my color inspiration and that kind of stuff.
Can you tell us a little bit of how it is training with Brian Kendrick?
Brian Kendrick is honestly amazing at what he does. Like he knows, he's so knowledgeable about wrestling. He's so knowledgeable about how to create matches and the psychology of matches, and that's kind of where the area I was struggling. So that's, you know, I'd always pick his head of like, oh, why are we doing this? Like, this doesn't make sense. Like, can you explain this? And like, he kind of like put those puzzle pieces together for me because I'm always like, why would I do that? That doesn't make sense, you know? Like, and he'll sit there and be like, okay, well, originally this is supposed to be this and that, and that's, it's gotten lost over time, and like a sunset flip, which was one of the major things that he always tells people about, which was my question, is like, why would I go down for someone to do a sunset flip? Like, why would I bend down in front of someone? And he was like, oh, because when you're bending down, you're going to be doing a back body drop. That's like what the original move is you're doing a back body drop, and the sunset flip is actually a counter for it. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's a counter. Okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
Mm-hmm.
He puts those pieces together for me.
Okay. Which way would help you a lot in your wrestling career, obviously, right?
What?
Okay. Yeah. Can you tell me about your wrestling goals for 2024 and what are you looking forward in this coming year?
My goals for 2024 is to get out to as many states as I possibly can and possibly outside of the country. That's what I would really love to happen in 2024. And then get more championships along the way because I have one and I don't want to stop there. I know that I have a feud with a couple champions up in other companies. I'm really excited that I'm working with Next Level. They're a really great company. They booked me out like every other month for the whole entire year last year. After my match that I had with them, they're really impressed and liked what I had to do, and they liked how much of a leader I was in, and I'm being a ring general. Yay, that's my position now. So, yes, I'm very excited for what 2024 has to bring me because it's just January, or it's just February. It's just the beginning of January. I'm hoping to get more bookings, more championship opportunities, grow my wrestling, and get to as many companies as I possibly can.
Okay. I personally know that you make your own attires, right?
Yes.
Can you tell me more about that, and are you planning to grow in the wrestling community and start making for other wrestlers in the future? And if they are interested, how can they find you on social media? Not just the wrestlers, but your fans as well.
Yes, I do make my own wrestling gear. I got started making my own wrestling gear in the beginning because I saw the prices of every, how much people were charging, and I'm like, how much? You want what? Like, I don't even know if I want to do this. I'm not going to go spend $300+ on a suit that I don't even know if I'm going to do it for more than one show at this point. So I was like, oh, I'll just see if I can make my own wrestling gear. And I do make my own wrestling gear. I make my own walkout gear, so like the skirts and stuff that I wear, I make all of those. I help design my merchandise, and you know, I draw out some of my stuff for my merchandise as well. I do make like merchandise sleeves that I sell, and I also make like merch lucha masks. I do plan on making wrestling gear for people, but I will have a separate kind of Instagram, Facebook for that, so they can reach out to me that. But in a couple months, I'll probably have that set up once a little bit things settle down in my personal life. My fans can reach me on my Instagram, at @the.queenofhearts with two S's, and Twitter, or X, sorry, srhearts, I believe, and then Facebook, I don't have an @, so you just have to look up Scarlet Rose at Queen of Hearts, and hope that it pops up.
And also on Google, they could just put Scarlet Rose, and you will pop out right there as well, right?
Yes, I should. Yes.
All right. I'm going to jump in real quick, Luis. Hi, Scarlett. I'm Sonia. We did talk earlier on the phone. I wanted to ask you more questions about your gear, the process of making your gear. You sew it yourself and do everything?
Yes, I design everything myself. Like, I sit there on my iPad and I draw out like ideas I have, or I kind of just like envision what I want and then I just kind of make it and I cut everything out, all the decals, every details, everything is something like I cut out, or I have my Cricut cut out. In the beginning, I didn't have a Cricut that cut fabric, so I cut every single thing, every single letter, every single cursive by hand.
That really interested me because sewing and like doing stuff like that is very hard. Like, so it made me like very interested in this interview, and especially because my daughter, I am going to be looking for something soon, and I had this exact same issue of her, or well, the prices, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to pay that much for that, like, the gear. I just want it to be durable and cute.
Right. Yeah, I completely understand that because I'm not going to say I'm cheap either because these people put me to work. These people put me to work, you know? Like, some designs that people have sent me is absolutely insane. I'm just like, you want a whole pattern across your whole entire gear? Like, you know how long that's going to take me?
Yeah, like, with my daughter, like, she's very into too. She has been doing MMA for a long time as well. So she wanted to transfer over because my dad was a professional wrestler. So she's got when he passed away, she decided to, like, kind of take over his legacy. So she was trying it, but, yeah, I can't, I mean, I could afford it, but, you know, it's like, I don't want to pay that much for it. It's just crazy.
Right.
It's crazy. And then I also have my co-host, Lance, who wants to ask you a few questions. Lance.
He's probably waiting.
Sorry, I was a little muted right there. Hello, guys. This is Boy Lance Winters. Thank you for sharing all the information you shared with us. So I just wanted to ask, since we're talking about the process of gear making and sewing and stitching, was this something that you were into or you knew how to do before you got into wrestling, or was this a skill you had to learn as you were, you know, getting into the business?
It was a skill that I learned during COVID. Because I've always wanted to learn how to sew so I can make my own anything I wanted to make. And I just never really had the time until, like, everything was shut down. So I picked it up and I started with making masks and I made, like, jackets for my dogs. And then I decided, I was like, oh, you know, I made myself pants to wear around. And then I was like, I wonder if I can make wrestling gear when I got into wrestling. So I, like, started by, you know, making my own gear first, and yeah, that's how I picked it up. It's right around the same time.
Okay, because I know some people, like, do that for a living, like, outside of wrestling. I don't know if you already had it, but I guess, you know, COVID's the best time to pick up something you've always wanted to do. Excuse me, I know I may sound foolish right now, but you spoke about a cricket. Is that like Jiminy Cricket? What's that in the sewing world for people who are uneducated like myself? Sorry to ask.
It's a very there's a lot of different crickets. So that's crickets are the machines that they sell for crafting. You can buy them at Joann's or online or anything like that. It's a very big brand, and it can cut depending on the brand or depending on the quality of the cricket you buy. I got the maker, so, like, I can get special mats to put fabric on, and my Cricut will cut it with a special blade. And I just have to program it into my my app for the Cricut, and I, you know, get the design. I put it in there. I tell it, like, oh, I want it to cut out these areas, and then it will cut it for me. And then other ones will only cut, like, heat transfer vinyl and stuff, so they can put that on, like, clothes and other things. But I don't use that very often on wrestling gear because I'm always afraid that it's going to crack and not look good after a couple wears.
Okay, I totally get a better sense of what you were talking about earlier. I heard crickets, so I was like, what's going on over here? I thought that was a phone plan, so sorry for my being uneducated and uninformed about that. So let's get back to some wrestling. You say you have your next match is going to be, or your debut match in Oregon is going to be next month. Do you know a little bit about that, who you're going against potentially, or is it just walking in and smashing whoever looks at you wrong?
Yes, I do know who I'm wrestling. It's a lucha woman that's big in Mexico. Her name is Diosa Quincel. I think that's how you say it. I don't know much about her, and hopefully she actually shows up. But yeah, she's apparently a big wrestler in Mexico, and that's pretty much all I know about her. You know, I'm going to go there and do what I do and see how it goes.
There you go. I like to hear that. You know, you may not be confident in her showing up or her getting the job done, but you know that you're willing to travel, be there, and put on the best performance. I think that's one of the most important things of a wrestler, is to have that confidence, especially when you're traveling. You know, you're in a different locker room, you're in a different state. So I can already tell from our little conversation, the conversation you had with Lewis earlier, that you're full confident and you're ready to go no matter where it takes you, whether it's Oregon, Jamaica, which would have been a cool spot because I don't think I've heard many people say they had the opportunity to go out there. So hopefully, you know, things could be amended and you can make it out there one day, because that sounds like an experience, you know, to be on the tropical side of the world.
Right, yes, it would sound wonderful. A little vacation.
Yeah, you got to get that paid time off too, you know, make it worth it, you know. That's the way I see it. That's something I'd love to aspire to do, is get out of California, you know, go travel across the states, travel internationally if I can, you know. So I know it's a dream for everybody, and I know for some people they may be afraid to. So is there any advice, like anything additional when you go out of state or when you even leave your city, when you go to another place to travel, is there any like advice you give out to these newer people who are having their first few matches?
I would say when you're starting off, or I would say getting starting off, especially when you're traveling within your state, like if you want to do wrestling, you're going to have to travel, especially if you don't live right next to a lot of wrestling, which I don't. I live 3+ hours from where most places have wrestling. So like, you have to get used to traveling, you have to get used to being in a car, you have to be used to getting out of the car and, you know, doing your stretching and being ready to wrestle when you get there, because within a couple hours of you arriving, you're gonna have to be in the ring wrestling. So I think I'm just getting used to being driving and staying up late, cause that's ultimately what you have to do as a professional wrestler.
Okay, very sound advice. I'm pretty sure most people don't stretch in the middle of the commute, and that's probably why they pull something, they get little injuries. Have you ever sustained a major injury since wrestling, or just a little kinks here and there?
No, just kinks are here. I think the major thing I did is when I was starting off, I didn't have boots, and I spiked my heel, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to go get boots, and I bought boots not too long after that.
There you go.
Yeah, so I think that's the worst thing I've done. I believe, you know, I just get bruises here and there. That's about it.
But yeah, I was going to say, but none that's as bad as, you know, MMA fighting and getting those kind of injuries. Those bruises probably hurt a little more. I can't speculate. I haven't been in either ring, so I'm just assuming, you know, it's not as bad as getting in the ring with somebody else or getting in the cage with somebody else, right?
Yeah, it's not as bad. Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, I'm now remembering one thing that I got messed up. I messed up my back because a wrestler, yeah, didn't tell me they were doing something. So,
oh, no. What happened? They slammed you outside the ring, or you don't mind me asking?
I was in the corner sitting on the ground, and she, like, hit me with her butt, so I had my head on the, like, right below the bottom buckle, because so I can, like, move back and have whatever. And she didn't tell me what the next move she was going to do, but she was telling the crowd, everyone else, like, oh, one more time. So I thought she was going to do the same move again, and she didn't plan anything with me, so everything was, like, on the fly. And then she came at me with her knees on my shoulders, and my back got, like, all extended between the ropes, and my whole back was messed up for a while. I mean, that's definitely the worst one.
Rough call for you right there. I got one more question before we let you out of here. Don't want to keep you too long. But you say you're commuting for hours at a time. What is it that you do to pass the time, you know, when you're not obviously with fellow wrestlers? I know when you're with other wrestlers, you guys can talk, review this and that, but, like, are you more of a podcast girl? Do you have an audio book on? Or do you just listen to your favorite kind of music? What helps you get through those long hours of traveling?
I think it depends on what I have to do. Sometimes I listen to audiobooks because I have to because I'm a teacher. So I have to like read what the students are reading. So I'll like listen to a whole audiobook on a drive. So like I know next week that what we're learning or what they're reading about. Or one of my major go-tos is comedy. I like listen to a lot of stand-up comedy. So I'll just like put on stand-up comedy and just listen to that because it like I feel like sometimes I get kind of bored with music and I always want to just like I get to about like half of the song I'm like I'm done. I'm done hearing this. Like I've already heard like most of these beats the same time. So I usually always constantly switch songs. But I think with comedy it keeps me like thinking and laughing and so it helps keep me stay awake more.
That's definitely valid. You can't go wrong mixing it up, you know, because I can't listen. As much as I love a certain artist, I can't listen to them for 3 hours or whatnot. So I'm glad you have that variety, especially with your education side. You're able to be productive, too. You're not just mindlessly listening to Jim Cornette, for example. You know, you actually have some substance coming in while you're making these commutes, keeping you awake.
Yeah.
What grade do you teach?
Right now it's middle school.
Do the kids know you're a wrestler?
Some of them do. Apparently one has been to my show last year and took a picture with me and he's all embarrassed about it. I'm like, it's fine. I was like, don't you regret being mean to me in the early, because he finally made the connection. But like in the beginning of the year, he was all mean to me about like everything and nothing I could do was right. And now I'm like, now don't you feel stupid?
Oh yeah, if he's got problems, you know, you can take it to the ring now. We don't have to take it to the principal's office.
I have one more question for you, Scarlett. Are you Team Robin or are you Team Cody?
What is the question?
Team Roman
team
or Team
Ring?
Cody?
Oh, Team Roman or Cody? That's a hard question. Last year at WrestleMania, I was rooting for Roman Reigns because tribal chief, you know? You have to be. Like,
yes.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I'm conflicted about that because, like, I feel like they shouldn't keep the belts united, so I feel like they need to figure out some way to split it, and then if Cody wins it, then it's just a united belt going to another champion, and how are they going to, I don't know. I don't know how, like, I was hoping that they would split the belts last year after WrestleMania somehow, like, if it was, like, Vince McMahon comes out and is being himself and be like, I'm the law, and I want to split the belts, and we're going to have, like, a tournament for the other belt, and I was hoping Cody would win it that way, like, in a tournament. But I don't know.
I'll leave you with some good advice. The best thing you can do is to continue acknowledging your tribal chief, okay? Just don't even worry about anything
longer.
Else. Put that one in the air. Cody's not finished. This is where the podcast gets very divisive. He's coming for Roman. Yeah, he came last year, too, and good luck, you know,
and
good on him and stuff,
so,
you know, but it didn't work out.
One day he'll get it.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if he loses both belts, where does Roman go from there?
Yeah, that's
I don't
true,
know.
Though.
He goes to Hollywood.
He just quit wrestling.
I'm just listening to Lance getting all happy about 502. But yeah.
Yeah. I would just be worried about what his story is.
When they separated the belts, you know, I was happy they gave it to Seth. And now Cody gets to finish the story and become the new tribal chief. Right, Lance?
No, there's no such thing as a new tribal chief. There's only one tribal chief. There hasn't been one before him. There hasn't been one after him. And we're going to end right there. We're going to end right there. We can continue speculation after WrestleMania 40 because we'll be here all night if we go back and forth.
I'll be talking major shit.
Cody Rhodes is going to be the American chief.
Yeah.
Okay, calm down now. All right. We're going to stop all this right now. We're going to give a big thank you to Scarlet Rose for being out here tonight. Is there any last words or a shout-out you want to give before we let you go tonight?
I don't think so. I'm just glad to be here. I'm glad to be with you guys. I hope you guys get to come out to one of my shows sometime. It'll be great fun to actually meet you guys.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. Well, don't worry.
Well, hopefully you join us for our June show.
Yes. Yes, I've already talked it out, and then I'll be there.
Awesome. So we'll see you then.
Have a good night. Thanks for joining us.
All right, you monkeys, you're getting all wild and loud. We're going to take a quick commercial break to reset, and then we're going to have our final words with Lewis and Sonia and myself. Stay tuned to UWC Radio.
Paul's Photo is your local camera store, no matter where you live. In Torrance at Hawthorne and Pacific Coast Highway or online at paulsphoto.com, we've got the cameras and video gear that you need to slam your next assignment, your next vacation, your next job, or just your next party. We've got the expert advice to help you, the budding wrestler and creator, to make amazing videos, to get recognized on YouTube. Our classes at Creative Photo Academy will help you rock it. They'll get you the knowledge you need and inspire you to be a top 10 performer. Even the Hulk loves to come here and get his photos processed in the lab, where we can scan old photos and videos, get them to you online, and help preserve your memory. Paul's Photo is the greatest place to get your photos taken care of.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. That is right. Check out Paul's Photos in Torrance. It's super easy. Just go on the Google machine, go on the interwebs, and just type in Paul's Photos Torrance. You'll find Paul's Photos, the best place to get your photography equipment, to get pictures taken, or even learn a trade. So we just came back from an amazing segment with Miss Scarlet Rose, the Queen of Hearts. Everything was going smooth. Lewis, you did a great job running through the questions, getting her familiar with who we are. And yes, as you guys heard, she will be joining us this June when UWC comes back. More information, like I said, is going to be leaked throughout the weeks. We'll even have Manny come in for 1 week, the head counselor of the UWC, with some more information. But how could you guys do this to me? How could you guys make me look like a chump talking about all this, oh, we like Cody Rhodes nonsense? She was already admitting to being a Roman Reigns fan. She already acknowledged the tribal chief. Why do you guys get ideas in her head? Why did I know? But she already told me last year. She said it last year. Oh, yeah, you know, I was with the chief. So, Sonia, what is your big deal with Cody Rhodes?
I love him. All I can say is I love him.
Lewis, what's your big deal about you used to be down with the Brown, and now you're just talking about American chief? Like, what's going on with you, Lewis? What's going on?
You know what? Actually, I was probably the biggest fan of Roman Reigns before, but you know what? I think I got tired of keep carrying the belt all this time, and I think it's just time for a new place to carry on the torch, you know? But yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Roman, but you know, I think it's time for Cody to finish the story.
I do like Roman, but I want Cody to win it. I think he does.
Well, whatever you guys say, you know, like, the way I see it is if Roman Reigns gets dethroned, like Scarlett said, what's next for Roman Reigns? If Cody Rhodes wins, what's next for Cody? He finished the story. Do you know, retire and go back to AEW? Like, what else is there to do? You should keep this dream going as long as it can. You know, have him screwed over again. Have him wait a third year. He can be the first person to win the Royal Rumble 3 times. Imagine that. That would be more immaculate than finishing a story. Yeah, 3 in a row. Imagine that. That could be his, you know, okay, now I'm going to win the belt. Because, like we said, there is speculation of The Rock going up against Roman Reigns this year. So that could already derail Cody's plans. How are you guys going to feel if it turns out The Rock is going against Roman and not Cody Rhodes this year.
Well, you know what? Seth did call him out. You know what? He was like, why don't you face me at WrestleMania instead of Roman? So I don't know what the plan is right there. I don't know if they're going to have The Rock, if Cody's going to finish the story with Seth. But I'm pretty sure Roman is the one he wants to. Like, he wants the best to finish the story, you know?
Yeah. Sonya, who do you want to see take on Roman Reigns the most? Cody Rhodes or The Rock, the people's champ?
Probably The Rock.
I believe they would go with The Rock because it would bring more money to you know.
I love The Rock though. Like I would like to see him fight again. And then like he was one of the greats, and he, you know, like he was a good one. So it's like I would like to see him go up against another good one. Especially
the
older one.
Well, just for the fans that haven't heard previous episodes, we do have a running long bet that when Roman Reigns retains at WrestleMania 40, we are all going to take a picture with a finger in the air acknowledging the tribal chief, and that's going to be the UWC background picture until he is dethroned, which I think won't be for a long time. This is the dynasty of Reigns.
I'll take a bad bet. But
we already signed that.
I probably wasn't on that show, but yeah, I'll take it. And you wear one of my Cody Rhodes shirts. How is that, Lance?
If Cody Rhodes wins, sure, I'll put on a Cody Rhodes shirt, I guess, and
I'll make a personalized Cody American Chief shirt for you.
Okay, we can add on to this deal, make it a little spicy. I have no problem with that because I'm confident in my tribal chief.
I was probably in the hospital when you guys signed that out, but yeah, I'll make you personalized American Chief Cody Rhodes shirt and you wear.
Yeah.
And I'll even let you take a picture with it.
I like that.
All right. I like that.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just a few minutes of the show left. We have a whole bunch of news to get through. So we will be talking about Royal Rumble next week. But right now, I need a quick rundown on NXT's Vengeance Day. So I'm just going to throw out the match, and then I'll ask Sonya, and then I'll ask Lewis for the answers, and we'll be able to get this wrapped up. First up, we have a six-person tag match. The Family, D'Angelo Parker, Lorenzo, Chase Stacks, and Adriana Rizzo versus OTM, Out the Mud, Blanco Nima, Lucian Price, and Jada Parker. Sonya, who you got?
Out the Mud.
Okay, Lewis, who you got? Out the Mud? Okay. The Family! You guys are a bunch of baboons. How could you even think that? And I'm pretty sure Robbie supports me on that one, too, because he's a fan of the fam. Next up, we have Dijak versus Joe Gacy in a no disqualification match. Sonya, what do you got?
Joe Gacy. I hate Dijak.
Lewis?
Joe Gacy.
Look at that. The Family's united for once. I like to hear that, ladies and gentlemen. That's four votes for Joe Gacy in this no DQ match. Next is the Dusty Rhodes Classic, the finals. Bron Breakker and Corbin versus Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. Sonya, who's going to take home that trophy?
Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams.
I'm going to have to go with the king of the, how do you call that, the finisher? Bron Breakker's finisher, what do you call it? Breakker and Corbin.
Okay. All I'm going to say is someone's going to get whooped, and someone's going to whoop that trick, and it's going to be Corbin, or it's going to be Hayes and Williams. Look at me, I'm already switching up. All right, so we got the North American Championship. Oba Femi, the NXT male breakout superstar, versus Dragon Lee. Sonya, who you got?
Dragon Lee.
Lewis, who you got?
Dragon Lee.
You guys are a bunch of nerds. Oba Femi, he just became the breakout star of NXT. He won the belt, the youngest at age 23. He's going to hold on to that thing. But, hey, Dragon Lee's going to give him a good show. Next up, we have the NXT's Women's Championship. We have Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez. Now I want to know, Sonya, who you got?
Roxanne Perez.
Okay, okay. Louis, who you got?
Roxanne Perez.
Okay, that's two for Perez. That's two for Perez. I can go into this match for, like, a bunch of minutes, but due to time restrictions, I'm just going to say Lyra Valkyrie is going to retain. She's the new it girl around town. She's the one that beat Lynch. And, yeah, it's going to be a long road to recovery from Ms. Roxanne Perez. And for our main event, ladies and gentlemen, for the NXT Championship, we have the champion, Ilya Dragunov, versus Trick Williams. Sonya, who's walking home
Trick.
With that belt.
Trick, I hate Dragunov.
Lewis, what are you thinking?
You know what? I think it's time for us to see Dragunov and Gunther again. So hopefully if Dragunov loses to Trick Williams, he gets pulled out to the main roster and go up against Gunther. So I'll go for Trick.
We all want him to whoop that Trick. Whoop that Trick. I'm glad we're on the same page with that, ladies and gentlemen. Due to time constraints, you know, the system's going to shut down on us any second now. So before it does, I just want to say thank you guys for joining us for another amazing episode of UWC Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. It is just confirmed Scarlett Rose will be with us this June at our UWC show. Stay tuned to all social media to find out more. Until next week, I've been Lance Winters. Hope you have a great night. Thank you for joining.
Good night.